This is KCUR 89.3. Each week we bring you StoryCorps interviews recorded here in Kansas City. Gina and Chris Moore were told frequently that they would be great parents, but they encountered difficulty in conceiving. Here they share their journey and how stigma around infertility made it harder. We start with Gina.
I have so much control in our everyday lives, like how we take care of the house or how we take care of our dog. Like, I have control over that. But everything to do with fertility or trying to conceive, I had absolutely no control of.
I think when we started actively trying 4 years ago, I was just thinking, well, it'll happen when it will happen, up until the first miscarriage. After that point, we struggled to even
conceive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was everywhere during the whole process emotionally, because we had a lot of highs. I had a lot of lows. My friend was having her bridal shower, and I was still having physical pains and other things, and it was baby talk the whole time. Like, you're going to get married. Now you're going to have a baby. And like, when are you going to have a baby? And it turns to me, oh, you've been married for 8 years. Why don't you have a baby? And I just wanted to just like pound my hands on the table and be like, I am going through something right now. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, but they don't want to know about infertility issues.
Yeah.
They want to know why we don't have a kid yet.
Yeah.
But if we start talking about that, you know, they say, oh, well, oh, that's awful. Sorry,
they don't know how to react to it. Yeah.
You know, be praying for you.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Well, we started researching adoption, mm-hmm. and I think it became a financial situation as well, where because you ended up getting great insurance, and that was the cheaper option, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That it's so expensive to adopt. Once we started with the fertility treatments,
we started with testosterone to get my body ready. I had patches all over my body, and I still have those marks from those patches because my body did not.
6 months later.
Yeah. And then it was a month of 4 shots every night.
In the belly. So you had to prep for your egg removal.
Retrieval. Yes. Those were hard just because if you didn't do it in the right place, you would just have bruising.
Yeah, you had a ton of bruising.
Yeah.
All over your stomach.
And then we went on to, like, implantation. And then those were shots that I had to give myself into my rear. Giving myself shots was empowering to me because I was like, okay, if I could do this, I could raise a kid.
You know, after we told everybody, in hindsight, we probably could have told people before, mm-hmm. but it's just so taboo, and you internalize it because you think people are going to judge you, and honestly, some people do.
Yeah.
Close friends and family have all been great mm-hmm. through it, and knowing that
Definitely.
Now, I think if we started telling them, hey, we're having issues 4 years ago, maybe we would have had less stress.
And now we're having a baby in December. On Christmas, around Christmas, my favorite holiday.
I think that in the future, if Walter hears this, I just know that we went through a lot. None of that is on you.
Yeah, this is something we went through.
You know, be worry-free.
Yeah. And you're a scientific miracle.
Gina and Chris Moore spoke with each other in August. Their story was produced by KCUR's Matthew Long Middleton and recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and preserve the stories of everyday people. Join us next Monday during Morning Edition to hear another local StoryCorps interview.